There was the report last night and again this morning about this memo that was the State Department memo.
Sure, let me address that.
About bringing.
One, just factually, the document reference was drafted by a mid-level official but not cleared by senior leaders. It never came to senior officials for approval, and any assertion that the memo was cleared by decision makers is inaccurate. There are no plans to medevac non-Americans who become ill with Ebola to the United States. We've discussed allowing other countries to use our medevac capabilities to evacuate their own citizens to their home countries or third countries subject to reimbursement and availability, but we're not contemplating bringing them back to the United States for treatment.
But essentially what you're saying is that one guy somewhere in this building came up with this idea and put it on paper, but it never went anywhere. Is that
correct?
What you're saying?
It's also weeks old, and the memo isn't current because European partners have addressed this matter by providing their own guarantees. But go ahead.
One problem that I see is that, you know, a week ago the Pentagon and the White House was insisting that no, there is no overall quarantine order, and it's just this one commander with these guys who are in Italy. And now all of a sudden today we have Secretary Hagel saying, no, it's Pentagon-wide, and it's going to go to all of the troops that are there. What is there to prevent this memo from coming back to life, as it were?
Well,
and,
I think
and
with
becoming,
this...
And becoming policy. Has it been flat-out rejected, or is it just kind of sitting on a shelf someplace and maybe could be implemented at some point?
It's sitting on a shelf or on a computer, since we use computers nowadays, by the individual who wrote it, I suppose. I think the important point here is that our European partners, since several weeks ago when that was written, have addressed this by providing a guarantee to international health workers that they would either be flown to Europe or receive high-quality treatment on the spot. So it's not applicable at this point.
Okay. Well, in general, why was this never approved? I mean, it seems, you could make the argument that the U.S. has great healthcare facilities, that no one who has contracted the disease in the United States has actually died. So I think there might be some who could make the argument that why not bring?
Sure, but many countries have decided to make that decision to deal with it themselves, and we've certainly been discussing with them
so
how to do that.
It's been discarded as unnecessary
it was never discussed at any level, in any serious level with decision makers.